Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch today, guys. Great conversation with Raheem Morris. Mike Hughes stopped by as well today. And we also on Wednesdays get a chance to talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, who joins us right now. And Wes, everybody knows what happened last week. We're in the building today, and everybody's talking about they had a good practice. And, you know, look, they are focused, and they're putting this behind them. It's the only thing they can do with the Commanders coming in here. I think for you, and I think for my question to get this started is, you've seen a lot of football. Teams bounce back from this kind of thing. It's so in your face with the fan base that a lot of us feel like, you know, and Mike and I have been talking to a lot of people this week, like this thing can, you know, you get punched in the face. How do you respond? How do you think this team responds?
I think it's a really good question, and I don't know that we've got such a small sample size of this team, Carl. You know, I mean, this particular team. I mean, same thing happened in Charlotte the year that the Panthers were rolling. Remember, they won 38-0, taking pictures on the bench and, you know, doing all that crap. And 2 weeks later, they came down there, and Luke Kuechly couldn't defend Julio Jones. You know, I mean, and Atlanta won the game. You guys may remember that because that's the day Cam Newton got sandblasted by Deion Jones, too.
Yeah. Goal line, right.
And so anyway, I think we're going to find out. And you know, we've been talking about these first four games, and now the Bills kind of come and due on this, right? Because you need to finish 2-2. I mean, there's no getting around that part of it. Minnesota bounced back. They beat Cincinnati handily at home, so that makes them 2-1. You're already 0-2 in the division. So now you're going to have to play, you know, you're going to have to double down a little bit on the next, you know, 13 games, if you want to get to the postseason, because you're 0-2 in the division. You did beat Minnesota, which will help you in a tiebreaker situation for the wild card. You probably need to win this one because I think behind Philadelphia, these are the guys. You know, it just feels like these guys, if Daniels can get healthy, they'll be the ones that have the best chance. So all that being said, beyond the loss at Carolina, this game is important for a lot of reasons, I think, on Sunday.
You know, Wes, I mean, there's so many things to unfortunately unpack. And as we said, just burn the game tape. All rookies are going to have a bad day at the office. It just seemed like Mike made things worse by the flat foot of the mechanics thing we talked about. I don't know where you fall on moving a coach off the staff 3 weeks into the season. But I know that Arch yesterday spoke to us about, you know, not having just even schematically where they're supposed to be on the field before we even get to running the routes. So you feel this wake-up call, for lack of a better word, will have that desired effect to the rest of the team?
I think it will. I mean, I hope it does in some ways. I mean, when people lose their jobs, that ought to tell you something if you're playing or coaching, right? Mm. There's not a lot of waiting around on this now. I mean, there's been a definitive sense of urgency about this year for a long time. I think we can all look back to last winter and, you know, remember some of the comments at the end of the regular season about, you know, where this team needed to go, and then look at what they did draft night to accentuate that. We've already talked about who they've been able to add in free agency, the Diablo addition in particular, and how valuable that's been. You know, they didn't wait around on kicker. They're not going to wait around on coaches. And so, you know, I kind of respect the layering of the way they've gone about doing this and the perspective they put on it, because as disappointed as the fans are and the players and coaches and broadcasters, everybody else that, that follows this team, they're now trying to get it right because they know the value of not just Sunday, but then you come back and you go through a bye week. Well, that bye week is early. So whatever is ailing the football team, you know, from a system standpoint, guys, I think they got to get fixed. And in doing so, then remember how the rest of the season runs. I mean, the rest of the season is going to be 13 in a row. It's not going to be, you know, seven, take a break. You're going to have a Thursday night game thrown in there. Yeah, you got a Monday night game. You got some Sunday nights on the West Coast, things like that. But the reality of it is you're going to line up and play 13 in a row. And 13 in a row is going to be the test of a lot of this football team. So whatever's happened here in the first three or four games, you need to get this joker fixed, because if you want this season to be what you told the fan base and you know have talked about in the offseason, it's going to be pretty important starting Sunday. It's going to be uber important regardless of winning or losing on Sunday when you come back to play Buffalo on that Monday night.
Wes, I think positive, you know, one of the positives for our team is the way this defense has played. We just talked with Mike Hughes last hour, and you know, I said, look, for all the things that we're talking about that we need fixed, one of the things that, that we can hang our hat on right now is defensively, across the board. I mean, again, the scoreboard didn't show it last week, but they again, you hold a team to 200-plus yards, it's a really good Sunday. And right. I think that's the positive that we have to also look at as they continue to build this offense and get it right.
Carl, they're still second in the league in the total number, 13th or 10th against the run. They're tied for the lead against the pass. Now, the scoring number went up, obviously, last week with the way the game was, but seven of those don't belong to them, right?
Right.
You know, the third down number to me is one that's got to get a little better. I mean, they're 17th going into this week in third down defense. They got to get a little better there. The red zone number, you know, teams are 3 for 5. It's still a very early sample size on that. But I do agree with you. I think they played well. They didn't get to the quarterback as much as they wanted to. They got, I think I heard you guys talking on Monday, they got beat with feet again like they did with Baker Mayfield on occasion by Bryce Young. If Jaden Daniels were to play Sunday, that's a different customer too. Now, you know, the way things are going, we're going to see Mariota in here, and he's going to look like the guy that, you know, contended for the Heisman Trophy at Oregon, I'm sure. But that's you know, it's just the way things are going, right?
It is.
But I think that, you know, I'm awfully encouraged by where this defense is through the first three games. I'd like to see the non-Bijan Robinson part of the offense catch it in terms of the momentum. I think Robinson has been terrific through the first 3 weeks. I mean, he made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what a couple times last week. And, you know, and I want to be able to see some of those things evolve offensively that I know Zach and Raheem and TJ and a lot of those guys involved and led coaching up front on the on the offensive line that I know they want to see happen, especially against a team like DC.
It is our man, Wes Druhan. That's Wes Durham. Him and Arch will have to call for Mercedes-Benz taking on the Commanders. Yeah, we can't get Mariota to beat us because that would just be downright humiliating. Wes, segueing to college football and the week of the Woods. Now, last week, you felt obliged to come in.
Wait, Carl, tell Mike what I did on Saturday.
He texted me.
Okay.
And said, they're done.
Well, we're still going to.
Now they're done.
All right. Now, well, then we'll move on past Clemson because Wes was defending Clemson, which is his right.
We had a great interaction. I love you, Wes.
Clemson's in a very strange place.
I was going to copy you on the text, Mike, but I know you were locked in on, you know, Florida State hanging 66 on Kent.
Well, it is kind of fun to go to a stress-free game, I got to be honest. It happens so infrequently. Wes, real quick, we talked about it with Brian McFadden earlier. Everybody who's an FSU fan remembers the ACC win streak being snapped by UVA back in 95. Warwick Dunn comes up like inches short, and UVA is going to be breaking out those throwback unis. It's a Friday night game in a very, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe the University of Virginia. It's not an intimidating atmosphere. It's almost like you get lulled to sleep. Florida State, on trap watch, you buy in that UVA can get the job done.
Yes, I am. I just saw UVA Saturday night, and they sling the ball around the yard. They've got a decent run game. They got a little banged up in the offensive line. I think Florida State, the touchdown, I mean, like normal world, Mike, Florida State be a 17-21 point favorite. Virginia, this is Tony Elliott's best team in Charlottesville. Chandler Morris is terrific at quarterback. They've got three talented running backs, headlined by Jamari Taylor. And I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. Now, it's a test for Mike Norvell because they're on the road, right? I mean, they need to go someplace, win a conference game, you know, value the football, do all the things they've done so far. Now,
and not look ahead to Miami, too, Wes. Sorry to cut you off.
Well, that's the other issue, because you're going to need their full attention next week. Don't go up there and, you know, to quote the manager in Bull Durham, lollygag around in Charlottesville and find yourself, you know, climbing for your lives in the fourth quarter. Go up there and execute. Castellanos stays within the framework of what Gus wants to do. And then Florida State, Miami, then on October the 4th, will be something unbelievable, because this is the game that the ACC's waited since the early 2000s for. Yeah. We're talking about potentially two teams in the top six playing in early October, with, regardless of who wins or loses, the other having a chance to still stay in the hunt of the expanded college football playoff.
Wes, where are you at this weekend, by the way?
I am going to Central New York to see two teams off wins. Syracuse, who dismissed Clemson.
Love Fran.
And Duke, right. And Duke, who beat NC State.
Sure enough.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
You, I know their quarterback got hurt. It's Wes Durham, guys, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He calls college football as well. He'll be calling the Falcons-Commanders game on Sunday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know they lost their quarterback. How much does that hurt Syracuse?
Well, the quarterback battle in Syracuse went all the way till 10 days before the opener against Tennessee, with Steve Angeli beating out Ricky Collins. You may remember Ricky Collins at LSU with Garrett Nussmeier and Jaden Daniels 2 years ago. That's going to be Syracuse's first guy on Saturday who will start. It's his first career start. But Ricky Collins is more than capable. And Fran Brown, you know, did a nice job at Georgia, won 10 games a year ago in his first year at Syracuse. His team is offensively geared. They obviously showed that on Saturday at Clemson. It'll be interesting because Darian Mensah, who left Tulane and went to Duke, he's also a terrific start too. So we should have I jokingly told somebody today in Syracuse, we could have the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Toronto Argonauts if we're looking for a rouge in the center line if we're not careful at Syracuse on Saturday.
Hey, Wes, before we cut you loose, you see another high-scoring game for Georgia? And is Alabama going to be able to exploit those corners the way Tennessee did? Georgia's pass rush, a question for some dog fans. How do you see that one?
I think I would be a little worried if I was a Georgia fan, only because at some point Alabama's going to put it together against somebody good. So in order for Georgia to feel better about themselves, they need to play to their capability like they did against Tennessee in the second half.
Yeah, totally agree. Wes, thanks again, as always. Have a great call this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Look forward to it. Take care. Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. All right, guys. And the whole Clemson thing, you got to listen every week. We were talking about Clemson on our pre-show.
Basically, we proclaimed them dead.
Yes. And Wes called the show last week and was saying, hey, what are you guys talking
about? Back.
Yeah, not really, Dabo. And then they lost this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This week, and so that's what we were discussing from last week. Got to listen every day, all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we've got more to get to.
All the text messages, I'm praying for you. Everybody sending me devotions.
They're done. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, have the suits with sneakers movement gone too far?
Mm.
Some folks are taking shots at our Ryder Cup team compared to what the Europeans were wearing at the big gala last night. Also coming up, did you see the 70s throwback show on CBS?
I did.
Some say that it was one of the greatest things we've seen on a halftime or pregame show. We'll explain. It's all coming up in Guy Talk next, live from Falcons HQ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.